من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحلوا شعائر الله ولا الشهر الحرام ولا الهدي ولا القلائد. In the previous ayat we read where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded in a general tone that we should observe all the shi'ar of Allah Ta'ala. We should not break anything which Allah Ta'ala has given a high position and as a shi'ar, as a sign of Allah Ta'ala. Then in this ayat we read in the first, where there are various things which Allah Ta'ala is explaining that we must keep their honor at all times and we must not break that honor. We must respect that shi'ar, that signpost of Allah Ta'ala. The first was the which Allah refers to generally as the shi'ar of Allah Ta'ala, which is Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, Muzdalifah, Arafat, etc. And it is also our masajid, our the namazes, azan, etc., all that. And then Allah Ta'ala particularly referred to Shahri Haram, the Ashhuri Hurum, the four sacred months in the year. Allah referred to them and that we should respect and honor them. For that it is necessary for us to know which and when are the four which are the 4 months of Ashhuri Hurum, of the sacred months. Sadly today we know all the English months very well, this month and what is connected with this month and that month, but with our Islamic months we are not cognizant, we don't keep in mind all the various aspects of the Islamic months. That is very, very important. Even our own birth dates, etc. We know the English month, we won't know the Islamic month. So it's very necessary that we know our Islamic months and our dates. Then the next which Allah Ta'ala refers to, walal hadiya, or na us janwar ko jo niyaz Kaaba ke ho, and the animals which have been made as sacrifices for the Kaaba, for the Haram. That is the Qurbani animals which are known as Hadi. That also don't interfere with those animals. Unfortunately, in those days also, and right till today, there are various scams that carry on with regard to these Qurbani animals. There in the Haram, the Qurbani animals, the same animal is sold to so many people. And it is all just a bluff. And the people don't know. They take it for granted that this is our, this person will make our qurbani. But he has told another 10, 20 people that I will make your qurbani, and he's using the same animal. He has the animal. So that, generally also in qurbani, there are a lot of scams that carry on. Unfortunately, what Hajj and Umrah tours also, many agents also, they bluff their people, and finally they find that there are no bookings done, there is nothing done, and their money is gone, and the agent is missing. So these are all things that Allah Ta'ala warns us against very, very strictly and very strongly, that stay away from that. Observe this, especially the Qurbani animals, which are meant for Qurbani, and which are meant there at the Kaaba, in the Haram, which go to Mina, and which are slaughtered in Mina. So let there be no scams in there also. Walal qalaid, or jisse jinke ghale mein pata dalkar le jawe Kaaba ko. And the other particular type of the Qurbani animal, which is that Qurbani animal that is like a necklace is put around its neck, of flower, of leaves, etc. Previously it was leaves, etc. So this animal is also the Qurbani animal. But now it has been made clear, now there is no doubt. The other Qurbani animal hasn't got any sign on it. It is also meant for the Kaaba. People know this is animals that are going to be slaughtered, etc. But these animals which have been made very clear and the clear signs have been put on them, so particularly with them be very, very careful. And yeah, you have no excuse, that outward excuse also to say that I didn't know that this was a Qurbani animal. because it's got that sign around it, around its neck, that leaves, etc. are put to make it clear. So respect that also. In other words, all the things, and there are still further things which are mentioned in this ayat, which we will go through, but all the shi'ar of Islam, all the main points of Islam, respect them, honor them, and fulfill their right as is required. This is a very, very important aspect in our deen, and which generally we are unfortunately unmindful of. We don't pay any attention to all these things, whereas they are also very important aspects of our deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.